We continue our learning. We are in Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. A husband said to two people, or more than two people, "Im lo vasi mikan ad shnei masar chodesh, if I don't come back in 12 months, kisvu utnu get lishte. I want you to write and give a get to my wife," which means after 12 months, if I don't return, I want you to write and give a get to my wife. So says the Mishnah, Kasvu get v'soch shnei masar chodesh, if they wrote the get within the 12 months, before the 12 months had elapsed, v'nasnu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, even though they gave it to her after 12 months, ain't no get. It's not a valid get. Why? Because the kavan of the husband was that even the writing, even the ksiva, should only be done after 12 months. So the fact that they wrote it within the 12 months means it's puzzled, even though they happened to wait till after 12 months to give it to her. What if the husband said, "Kisvu utenu get leishti im lo basi mikan ad shnei masar chodesh"? So here he mentions the writing before he mentions even the time, meaning in the previous case, it said, if I don't come within 12 months, then after the 12 months, write and give the get to my wife. Okay, that's pretty obvious that he wants the writing and the giving to be after 12 months. But here he says, I want you to write and give the get to my wife. He said both of those, if I don't come back within 12 months. So the fact that I don't come back in 12 months follows his statement about writing and giving the get to his wife. Now, I understand that the giving of the get, he may want after 12 months, but maybe the writing already he could do before, because maybe he's not makpid on that, which is why he said the word kisvu before the 12 months, even though he said the word tsunu before the 12 months as well. So maybe his kavana really is only cares about the giving the get after 12 months. Says the Mishnah, no. Kasu b'soch shnei masar chodesh. Even if they wrote the get within 12 months, v'nasnu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, even though they may have done the other part right, they gave it after 12 months, ain't no get. Because the implication of this statement is the same. Even though he mentions, write and give the get to my wife, but first, and then he says, if I don't come within 12 months, it doesn't matter. It means the same thing as the first case. It means if I don't come back within 12 months, I then want you to write and give the get. If they ended up writing the get before 12 months had elapsed, it is possible. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kaze Get. Rabbi Yossi disagrees in the second case. He says, no, he mentioned the writing before he mentioned this man. He mentioned write the get. If I don't come back within 12 months, he said write and give the get. Obviously, the giving of the get is he wants after 12 months. But the writing, maybe he's not so particular about. In fact, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. And this is what he meant. I want you to write the get now. But give it to her if I don't return in 12 months. So that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Next case, Kasvu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, v'nasnu la'achar shnei masar chodesh. Meaning, they did exactly what the husband wanted them to do. They wrote it after 12 months, they gave it after 12 months. So what's the issue? V'meis, but the husband died. So now says the Mishnah, imaget kadam l'misa. If they gave the get to his wife before he died, hareze get. So then the get is fine because the get took effect while the husband was still alive. The misa kavna leget, if his death preceded the get. What does that mean? Meaning he died after 12 months after the get was written, but before they gave it to her. Ain't no get. Why? Because the get only takes effect at the time of the giving, and ain't get lacha misa. At that point, he died. And then you'll do well. Let's say you don't know what came first. Was the get before misa, or misa before get? Zohi shamu. This is what they said about this case. Migoreshes and migoreshes. We have other cases of suffic migoreshes. This is one of those examples which we had suffic migoreshes earlier in Mishnah Dalid in this perek. Same thing here. Migoreshes, the ain't no migoreshes. We have to treat her as a suffic migoreshes. Begin the eighth perek. Pereches Mishnah Aleph. Torah says, regarding get v'nasan biyada. So even though it sounds like a get has to be put in a woman's hand, a Chazal teach us that a get doesn't have to be literally in her hand. As long as you place the get in her reshus, let's say her chatzer, it's as if you played it in her hand. Aye, the fact that Torah says when asan biyada, all that means is that if it's placed in her domain, her domain, her reshus has to be like her hand. Just like her hand is mishtameris ledata, she is aware, her hand is attached to her body. So she's very aware about her hand. Anything in her hand, she knows that it's there. So too, when you place it in her reshus, it has to be a reshus hamishtameris ledata. She has to be aware, guarding the reshus, so it has to be a reshus that is considered a guard. She's aware of what's there. So Mishnah's coming to teach us what reshus is considered kiyada, so that if a husband throws the get into that reshus, into the reshus, and what is not. Hazorek et leishto vihi besoch beiso besoch chatzera. A husband threw a get to his wife and it fell in her house or in her chatzer. So this can belong to her. Let's say nichsei melug. We learned nichsei melug in the past. That's where the principal belongs to her and the peros, the baal gets to use the profits. So that could be a house or a chatzer that actually belongs to her, where the care and the principal is hers. So that's possible. Not everything a woman has belongs to the husband. So then, if he does so, harezo migoreshes. She is divorced, and the Gemara qualifies by saying, "Vehu sheomedes bitzad beisa o bitzad chasera." This is only effective if she's standing next to her house or next to her chatzir, which is exactly what we said in the introduction. Her house or her chatzir has to be like her hand, just like ma yada besmucha, just like yada, her yad is right next to her body. Beisa chatzir besmucha has to be where it's nice, she's next to them, she's aware of what's going on. You'll say, even though we say that which a woman has, what everything a woman is, Kones, she acquires for himself, the husband acquires. So, which means is that the get really hasn't left the reshus of the husband. Meaning the Gemara is troubled. They've said, okay, let's say the chatzir is nichsei melug, where the principal belongs to her, and therefore she can be divorced by having it thrown into her property. The Gemara is troubled with that. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin deals with this and says, the truth is, though, a woman really can't receive a get by being in her property unless it's in her full possession. Nichsei melug are not in her full possession. If the husband dies, they revert back to her completely. But since when she's married, he has the peros, maybe that's not her full possession, and maybe she can't be divorced. So how does that work? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that gita v'chatzera ba'im ke'achad, that it happens simultaneously. Since she's divorced, once she's divorced also, those properties become hers. So if the husband dies or they get divorced, so that happens precisely at the same time. As she's being divorced, that chatzer ends up becoming hers by virtue of the get. So in fact, she can be divorced with that get that's in her chatzer, because the moment the get falls into the chatzer, she now is divorced with that get, and that chatzer simultaneously becomes hers because the husband now has no reshus in it because she's divorced. And since that can happen at the same time, in fact, it is effective. Then the Mishnah says, Zirako la besoch beiso o besoch chatzer. Let's say, though, he threw the get into his house or within his chatzer. So that obviously is not good. It's not in her. It didn't come into her hand. It's not in her possession. Afilu hu ima bamita. Even if they're in the same bed together, he throws the get into the bed towards her. If the bed, since that bed belongs to the husband, eina magoresh, is not divorced. L'soch cheka o l'soch kalta harezo magoresh. But there are things which we consider hers, even though she may be in the husband's house. Let's say her lap. Or kalasa, her basket, which is a little basket she'd wear, that she'd put on her head, which she'd have yarn, she'd have whatever she needs in order to the needles that she needs. Then she's megareshes. Why? Because we assume that the husband is not so makpid about the place where his wife is sitting, which is obviously her lap, or where she puts her basket, and therefore he allows her to borrow that space for the purposes of acquiring her get.